The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 47. My small companions, or captors as I was then thinking of them, did in fact lead me to the largish structure at the end of the gully. It was a kind of mud lodge or hall that one descended into. I imagine that it must have seemed enormous and very high-ceilinged to these diminutive fellows, but it was somewhat less impressive to a person of about average height. Nevertheless, I was somewhat astounded to see the multitude assembled within it. There must have been 100 of these oddly dressed little men within its walls. Nary a female in sight. All men, all in these thong or codpiece type arrangements. A bit of a sausage party, as they say. Two fellows approached me upon my entering into the mud hall. They too were wearing what appeared to be the de rigueur apparel for one's lower half in these parts, but they were also wearing, both of them, what I would call a sort of crown atop their respective noggins. These crowns were made of the same leather or hide that their codpieces were, but they were cut in the shape of one of those hats that Archie's pal Jughead wore in all the comics, so they looked a little bit like crowns. These two fellows were pretty clearly in charge as the crowd of smallish warriors parted to make way for them. They had a natural air of authority, despite the fact that they were both shorter than Tom Cruise. Without saying a word, the two walked right up to me, and the one on my left handed me a sort of wineskin. I was still unbelievably thirsty, so I took a long drink. It tasted like lemonade and was surprisingly cold. Was most refreshing. When I went to hand it back to him, he tipped his head and furrowed his brow. I took this to mean that he wanted me to drink more, so I did. This seemed to please him. He smiled a broad smile. He had pretty terrible teeth, but it was a friendly smile, and I felt good. I did feel a bit woozy, though, and swayed a little. His companion reached out and steadied me. He too smiled. His teeth were better. I really felt very light-headed. I was having trouble focusing my eyes. After all, it was very sunny and bright outside, and somewhat darker in here. The guy with the better teeth said something to one of the crowd, who were all standing there, still, staring at me, and suddenly a small stool appeared behind me. I sat down. I was now looking the two chiefs, or whatever they were, almost right in the eyes. I was pretty surprised when the one with the bad teeth suddenly asked me in perfect English how I was feeling. I replied that I felt fairly unwell, and he suggested that maybe I have a little lie down, his exact words, and that we could have a bit of a chin wag, also his words, once I was feeling in the pink again. This seemed like an extraordinarily good idea to me, and I immediately agreed. And by immediately agreed, I mean I fell backwards off the little stool and into a state of deep unconsciousness.